Now, the story of one American veteran's return from the fight in Afghanistan and how his homecoming changed his family. Nick Staback served with the U.S. Army in Kandahar. His mother, Maria Staback, manages a state liquor store, and home is Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The Staback house sits on a busy road in Scranton, the yard and back reaching toward the Pennsylvania coal hills. And that backyard is where NPR's Quill Lawrence spoke with Nick and his mom about coming home from war. We need to warn you that this five-minute report involves one graphic description.
Nick Staback is hanging out on the back deck. He's taking pot shots at sparrows with a replica sniper rifle. The trigger makes a soft click as he fires little plastic pellets that mostly just scare the birds away. Two hunting dogs are caged up about 30 yards back. They seem accustomed to the target practice.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no, anytime.
Nick, who's 21, walked his last foot patrol in southern Afghanistan about 1 year ago.
And we're just kind of channeling down a beaten trail, of course. You just don't know what's on it. I was kind of looking where I was going to step, make sure I was stepping in my buddy's footprint kind of thing. And I did, and it just was, I guess, the wrong time, the wrong place kind of thing. It threw me pretty high up. I'm not really sure how high, but it was high. And then, you know, you don't feel anything because adrenaline's going, your body's in shock already. I looked and I saw, like, probably a good couple inches of my femur on my right side sticking out. I couldn't tell that my left leg was completely gone, but I did see it was, like, all mangled up and shredded.
I just got to work, was just opened the liquor store when my cell phone rang.
That's Nick's mother, Maria Staback.
And the gentleman said, "Are you sitting down?" "Yeah." And he said, "I need you to go somewhere in a lunchroom, a break room somewhere. Sit down." And I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe. And then he started going on and telling me everything that happened. Then I had to call my district manager. I said, "Nicholas was injured. They blew my baby up."
It's better that happened to me than anybody else there. You know, it could have killed somebody else. You know, I was actually in shape at the time, so it's pretty much what saved me.
I knew it was okay the night he called. It was, oh God, probably 3 o'clock in the morning here. And he said, "Mom." I said, "How are you?" He said, "I'm alive." I said, "Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear it." I said, "You're going to be just fine." And he is.
Nick landed at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Maria took a leave from her job and moved in there with him as he learned to walk on two prosthetic legs.
People think I'm horrible, like if he'll trip and fall. In fact, we were standing in the hall. For some reason, his knee gave out and he spun around and fell to the ground. And these two other Army guys, they come running over. "Are you okay?" And I'm standing there and I'm laughing. And I said, "Oh, yeah, he's fine. Let him go. Don't help him," I told him. "He could get up on his own." So he said, "Oh, yeah, I'm okay." And both of us were laughing like idiots.
I mean, I have, you know, fallen, but you get up. You don't fall. You don't learn anything, so.
Nick still wants some sort of job that involves carrying a rifle. He says he's not going to let anyone tell him what he can't do. But like many 21-year-olds, he's not sure what exactly he wants.
You know, if it comes to it where they just can't allow me to do it, you know, whatever. Like I said, you just play the card you're dealt. I'll go on to the next thing. You know, am I going to let it stop me? Probably not.
It's already normal. This is the new normal. So I'm used to it already.
There still are those days, you know, every now and then. But it's not. You shake it off and get back to what I've always been doing. Screwing around, having fun.
Over the year at Walter Reed, Nick and his mom got back to Scranton every chance they had. This month, it came time for Maria to return home for good.
He said, "Mom, I don't need you here. They need you home more than I need you." So I got my walking orders.
I could never tell whether she was having a rough day or not with it, but she always had a smile on her face when she saw me. So seeing somebody down, you know, sucks. But, you know, them showing them being happy, you know, made me happy.
Yesterday, he's over there washing his truck in the driveway.
You don't know how bad I wanted to come over to help you. But I didn't, did I? I didn't even look out the window, because if I did, I'd be over there.
You just do what you do. As best you can do it.
Nick, about a year after losing his legs, is moving into an apartment near the hospital.
He's a strong boy. We're a strong family. And that's how it is.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.